A Utah lawmaker says parents should not be criminally penalized if their children miss too much school. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Brian, right now a parent can be fined or charged with a misdemeanor if they've been told of their child's truancy but don't meet with school administrators about it. 20 parents have been jailed in the last decade over this. Senator Alvin Jackson received truancy notices for his teen missing class at Lone Peak High School because of basketball commitments around the country.
Here's a boy who's getting A's in all his classes, but because of the rules that have been set, has to, you know, go sit in attendance school or jump through several hoops to be able to secure those grades that he's earned.
He says family and parental rights come first in education, not the government. Fellow senators agreed, voting 24-5 in favor of SB 45. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A Utah lawmaker says parents should have more rights than the government over their children and school. He wants to decriminalize truancy. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, Senator Alvin Jackson says educators ought to use persuasion, not coercion. He says 20 parents have been put in jail and 171 fined in recent years because of truancy.
To threaten a parent and have them have charges brought against them for not having their kid in school based on what the government perceived as good excuses or not, to me is over the top.
Senator Jackson says he got a truancy letter. His own son has A's but misses some class because of basketball. He's committed to Duke. SB 45 overwhelmingly passed its first test on the Senate floor. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.